Time to thank another sponsor of Country Greyhound Racing. Our next guest and sponsor is slightly different because he's a well-known name for those in the greyhound industry, but many of our listeners won't know of him. I guess you could say he's a jack of all trades. When we do this segment at RSN, I get in touch with different greyhound clubs and they suggest a sponsor or two. And I must admit, when I was chatting to Ash Baker and Cynthia and the team that look after Healesville Greyhounds, I said, Gough Cuts. Gough Cuts, is that a butcher? Is that a pet food manufacturer? They said, no, it's Lachlan Gough. He does haircuts. He's also the lure driver as well. To explain his dual role at Healesville and other greyhound tasks, we say a very warm welcome to Lachlan. How are you, Lachlan?
Yeah, not too bad, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
As I said, I didn't realise what Gough's Cuts was all about, but you do some hairdressing and you do some haircutting before we even talk about your role in greyhound industry. How long you been doing that?
So I've just been doing it for the last probably year and a half, 2 years now.
So you've got training, obviously. This is something you just didn't wake up one morning and said, I'm going to start to cut people's hair and charge them a few bucks.
Actually, funny you say that. That's exactly how it started.
All right.
one of my mates a couple of years ago was just heading down to the local barber on a Friday night and was coming over to mine to watch the rest of the footy. I just said, save yourself a buck and I'll cut your hair for you.
So given you've been doing it for over a year now, obviously that tells us you're doing okay. And where do you operate out of? Where are you doing your haircuts from?
So I live up in Heathcote Junction, just near Kilmore. But I like to say I'm a bit of a mobile haircutting business. I travel around wherever I am, and if anyone needs a haircut, I'm always on the move. So I can travel out to anyone to give them a haircut.
So is this something you want to move into more so? So you're someone that works in the greyhound industry that's always aspired to work in hairdressing, or you're someone that does some hairdressing that wants to continue in the greyhound industry?
I love working with the greyhounds, all three roles that I do. And I love doing haircuts. I'll catch up with mates that I haven't seen in a long time from school or new people, and just love having a chat with people and just seeing how their day's going. So, yeah, in the future, I wouldn't mind setting up a bit more of a barber shop, and even if it's getting some other barbers in and they do their hair cutting while I still work at the Greyhounds. I'm not quite sure yet, but I'd love to open up a shop one day.
Well, Cynthia and Ash have got you as a sponsor of a race and you do some hair cutting as well. So is everyone aware of this? Because, as I said, I wasn't sure what Gough Cuts meant, and when I found out you were the lure driver and you cut people's hair as well and you're a judge at times at the Meadows and Sandown, how many people in the greyhound industry know of this?
Oh, there'd be a handful that would know. James Vandermatt, the race caller, likes to give me a bit of a shout-out when my race comes out at Healesville. I've got a few stewards that are regulars and I cut their hair on the often. And there's just a couple of lure drivers and other workers within GRV that I cut their hair. It really boosted through COVID as no one could go out to their local barber. So they came to me on the track and I'd give them a snip.
Well, there you go. We're chatting to Lachlan Gough. People in the greyhound industry might know he works as a lure driver at Healesville. He does some judging at the Meadows and Sandown and also loves to cut hair. He's got a thriving business just starting up. When you see the race book at Healesville, you might see the name Gough's Cuts. That's Lachlan. So this is quite intriguing, Lachlan. You're a lure driver. That tells me you're steady of hand. So obviously, driving a lure, you need to be quite concentrating and quite calm and composed. Maybe some might say skills you need in hairdressing.
Yes, definitely, mate. You need that steady hand for both. And, so it's hand in hand, steady hand and a good eye.
Well, in fact, I used to get my hair cut for most of my life from a chap named Gino, an Italian hairdresser, and he finished up about a year ago. And in fact, I could count on one hand the amount of other people that had ever cut my hair, my brother's hair. It was just the place we went to as young boys, taken there by our dad, and he retired. And occasionally he'd do the shave. He used to say it was an art that skilled hairdressers don't do this anymore. And he used to get out that big sharp knife, and he said he used to practice, and he could put shaving cream on a balloon and shave it off without bursting the balloon. He said that's when you know you can do that skill. Now, I'm not sure if you can do that, but is that a skill you've thought of taking up, or you'll stick to cutting hair?
The cutthroat shave. I wouldn't mind doing a course and learning that down the track. It's coming back into fashion, the cutthroat. All the young hipsters out there like to get in there. The ones that can't really grow a beard, they just like to feel cool. But one day, I wouldn't mind learning that skill. It is a very, very hard skill to learn, though.
It is, and I don't think you'd go too far if you call it cutthroat. He just called it a very good shave, and I know you said you woke up one day and started to cut people's hair off the spur of the moment. Using that sharp knife on someone's neck and face is probably something you might want to practice first. All right, let's get back to it. So well done, Goff's Cuts. If anyone sees in the Hillsville Racebook or form guide or on betting accounts at the tab, Goff Cuts. That's Lachlan Goff. He's the lure driver as well, and he cuts hair. Now, lure driving in Hillsville, what's it like? Is it, I won't say boring, but of course it's a straight track. Is the skill a little bit different to, say, circumference courses?
Yeah, definitely. I do some driving at other tracks as well, but Hillsville is, I believe, the hardest track to drive at just because it's a straight. You're looking 300 metres down the line, and it's just sometimes it's hard to pick up the distance between the lure and the dog. So you've got to really hold your nerve while driving out there at the straight at the Ville.
And you do some judging as well. So how do you work that in at the Meadows and Sandown? You also do some judging.
Yeah. So I do judging Thursday, Sunday out at Sandown, and Saturday night at the Meadows. So it keeps me busy. Greyhound racing does keep me busy, but I love the job that I do, so I'm grateful.
Yeah, no, it sounds as though you're a bit of a go-getter and trying to make a foray in different aspects of greyhound industry, and that in itself is a feather in your cap and shows you're versatile. Hey, well done on being a lure driver. Well done on being a judge. But in my wildest dreams, I didn't realise that Goff Cuts was someone that cuts hair and also drives the lure as well. Not at the same time or the same day, but we know what you mean. Good luck with your little hairdressing business, and people can get in touch with Hillsville or find the number there. And, hey, thanks for having a chat to us, Lachlan. A bit of fun, but also great to spread the word about what you've been doing.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having me. And if anyone out there, jump on Instagram and follow goff.cuts. And I also have apparel out there so you can wear it around.
There you go. And as James Vandermaat, the stylish chap you see with his hairstyle, is testament to the work of Lachlan. Anytime you see the name Goff Cuts, I thought it was a butcher, at Hillsville Greyhound Racing, it's Lachlan. He's the lure driver and he's a judge. And he does some hairdressing as well. We thank all of those supporting Country Greyhound Racing, including the hairdressers as well, including Goff Cuts.